I worked in a preschool. That was what I did for a very short time right out of school. And I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was like just assisting there, so I didn't care. It was weird. I felt like the head teachers there, they were trying to like enforce order over the kids when there was no reason to. It was like unnecessary. We did sex as first day class. We just had the kids in a circle and we just had them say what kind of car they wanted to drive. They're like 3 years old. It's like an icebreaker game just to get them like use their imagination, you know? And they're like 3 years old, so they don't know. It's like the first kid in the circle. He's like, I want to drive a chocolate car. The second kid, he's like, I want to drive a strawberry car. This is like saying desserts. They're idiots. You know, these are all flavors, you know, not manufacturers. The third kid, he's like, I want to drive a car with rainbow sprinkles. And the first kid is like, oh, I want to be in the rainbow sprinkles car. And then the head teacher, she jumps in. She's like, no, the kids, everybody has to stay in their own car. I just like started laughing. And she turned to me and was like, what is so funny? And I was like, it's not real cars. This doesn't matter. It's like crazy at that moment. She was like, I got to step in. Shit's getting out of hand here. Before we know, we have six kids in the strawberry car. And I'm chill. I'm all for a fake Kiwi car. But nine kids in it? They could fake crash. I could have a fake lawsuit on my hands. That's fucking bananas. And bananas, that's Henry's car. Only one kid in that. It's Henry. If everything we do is we teach them letters, right? We teach them letters two at a time, right? One day we teach them the difference between the letter M and the letter F. We had these baskets and they were labeled letter M, letter F, and these plastic toys like a toy mustache, toy french fry, and the kids were called up and they had to put in the basket which letter they thought the toy started with, right? So this kid Ray gets called up and he picks up this toy fireman, but he starts to put it in the M basket. And the head teacher, she stops him. She's like, whoa, Ray, what are you holding there? And he looks at the fireman, he looks up at the teacher and he's like, it's a man. And she's like, no, Ray, that's a fireman. And he's just four, so we're just like, all right, I guess I'm a dumbass. Such a, you know, the fuck do I know? I'll be honest, I didn't even know these were letters 10 seconds ago, so I'll just internalize that stupidity and grow up with years of self-doubt and hatred, I guess. Seems like the next move. But I wanted to jump in and defend, be like, no, like, Ray's right on this one. He's a man. Like, I wish Ray was smart enough to stand up for himself in that moment and be like, yeah, I know he's a fucking fireman, but yeah, a man's more than his occupation, okay? Yeah, no shit, he's a fireman. I see his uniform. I'm looking beyond. I'm taking off his jacket. I'm seeing him for who he really is. We're all men at the end of the day. You know what? You're the problem, Miss Morgan. You're seeing this guy by vocation, socioeconomic status, and I'm seeing his soul. And I've been like, Jesus, Ray, that's well said for a four-year-old, you know? I'm going to give you an A. I didn't even teach you the letter A. That's next week. I'm going to teach you that. I'm going to throw you in that M basket. You're a man now. I'm very proud of you. Very proud. I liked it. I like being in that energy, you know? I remember one of the kids, he was playing with this, like, sand pit that we had in the classroom, and I walk up to him and I was like, oh, what are you building there, like a sand castle? And he's like, oh, no, just a sand house. I was like, damn, What a grounded kid. Like, that kid will never be disappointed in life. He's got his bar set nice and low. That's reasonable expectations, you know? Because we tell kids the wrong thing. We're like, build a castle. You will live in a castle, you know? And he won't. And he's not falling for that. I'm like, what are you building? He's like, sand, one bedroom. Fifth floor walk up. I live with six roommates. No laundry in the building. The rent is high, but I'm grateful to have it, you know? I'm going to put you in that M basket. You're a man now. I'm very proud of you.